Lebanon today received the bodies of 59 of its fighters from Israel. Most of them were killed during the two-decade Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon. That occupation ended in 2000. Today's handover was the second stage of a landmark prisoner exchange brokered between Israel and its sworn enemy, the militant group Hezbollah. NPR's Ivan Watson is at Rosnakura checkpoint on the Lebanese-Israeli border. Describe the scene there today.
Bob, this took place at a clifftop border checkpoint overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. A really dramatic view here. And it all took place under the watchful eyes of an Israeli gunboat, which was patrolling just offshore. Six Red Cross trucks loaded with wooden coffins came from the Israeli side. They were greeted by uniformed Hezbollah members who unloaded the coffins and decorated them with Lebanese flags and plastic flowers. The coffins were then escorted to the tune of a military band playing a funeral march past an assembly of government officials and Hezbollah leaders and clerics from Lebanon's different religious sects. And there were also a crowd of well-wishers there that were chanting as those coffins were escorted past.
Who were these 59 people?
Well, the coffins all had labels showing the names of the person inside, the year they were killed, and the battle where this could have taken place, as well as the organization they were affiliated to. For instance, I saw some who were from the Communist Party, and most of these people appeared to have been killed during the 1980s, fighting against the Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon. These people are being revered as martyrs here for helping defend their country. Their bodies had been in Israel's hands for, in some cases, for nearly 20 years, and they had been returned in exchange for the bodies of three Israeli soldiers who were killed by Hezbollah in 2000. It's clear that corpses have become one form of currency in this ongoing Middle East conflict.
Yesterday, more than 20 Lebanese prisoners arrived in Beirut to a hero's welcome.
Absolutely. There were tens of thousands of Lebanese who lined the streets of Beirut from the airport into the southern, predominantly Shia suburbs of the city. Late at night, convoys of celebrants were still racing around town, waving flags and honking their horns. And the leader of Hezbollah, which brokered this landmark prisoners exchange, he gave a speech to thousands of supporters last night. That's Saeed Hassan Nasrullah. And in that speech, he demanded that Israel hand over remaining Lebanese prisoners in its custody. And he warned that if it didn't, Hezbollah could kidnap more Israelis to bring this about.
Is this exchange with Israel considered a victory for Hezbollah?
The Lebanese say that this is a continuation of the victory of the year 2000 when the Israeli Defense Force pulled out of southern Lebanon, and that was due in large part to Hezbollah's resistance in the south of the country. This is being viewed as a continuation of that, as another victory for Hezbollah, that it has won more concessions from Israel with this resistance than perhaps any other Arab movement. And so this prisoner exchange, getting back this many Arab prisoners in exchange for just a handful of Israeli bodies, as well as one living hostage, it's bound to improve Hezbollah's prestige throughout the Arab world, and domestically, Hezbollah is certainly riding very high right now.
NPR's Ivan Watson on the Israeli-Lebanese border.